leading the news this morning. Officials in Yemen say they've killed a top terrorist leader. Saad al-Shaari was the deputy leader of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. Officials say he was one of seven people killed in a military operation. Al-Shaari had been released from Guantanamo Bay in 2007. The Australian Army is working against time to finish a tent city for asylum seekers on Nauru. The first group of asylum seekers is due to arrive there later this week. The Senate is expected to pass legislation today to give the green light to offshore processing. Four more boats carrying almost 300 asylum seekers arrived yesterday. New South Wales police are investigating a crash involving a bus and a truck that's killed an 8-year-old boy. Seven other children were injured in the crash late yesterday at Singleton in the Hunter Valley. US police are trying to piece together the final movements of Port Adelaide footballer John McCarthy. The 22-year-old was found dead outside a Las Vegas hotel. It's believed he'd fallen from a hotel balcony. Arrangements are underway to bring his body home. Queensland's new Conservative government will hand down its first budget today, and it promises to be a tough one. Up to 14,000 public servants are facing the axe. It's already announced more than 2,000 jobs in health will go.